This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I hope you feel the same way I do. Yes, a session of sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, yeah, send me an email, joe at the Real Side. I don't laugh at them out loud. I do laugh at them, but I don't, at some of them. I don't laugh at them. I don't laugh at them out loud. Always appreciate the time that you take with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what happens? I always send out, when we start the next hour, I always send out a little thing on Facebook to let people know. And then I get stories during the show, and I go, okay, I'd rather do that one. You know what I mean? Yeah, we all do it. So let me see if I can run through some of these stories, get through some of these stories for once. Would be nice. Anyway, let's see. What's a good one to start off with here? Oh, I like this one. The Clintons are at it again. Didn't we? Weren't we just talking about him? Yeah, I can't talk about him anymore. Well, we'll talk about her. So, you know, one of Hillary's spiels on the campaign trail is that the hedge fund people make way too much money, right? The hedge fund consultants, buyers, brokers, whatever they're called. Oh, yeah, they make way too much money. So what they do is she beats on them, and then they give her money. And then what they do is they go to Chelsea Clinton's husband's company to help out. But recently there was a big problem with Chelsea Clinton's husband's company. I mean, Chelsea Clinton. Right, you got that? Chelsea Clinton, her husband. He's closing the hedge fund after losing 90% of its money. So after losing all this investor money, he's closing the fund. Now, hedge fund, they've been the vehicle of choice for the connection to get richer for quite some time now. But losing 90% of one customer's money is really frowned upon. It's, you know, they look at you and say, boy, you're a real piece of work. Now, even if you're attached to the Clintons, it still makes you a pretty much a piece of work. Now, how will a young family get by? What are these guys going to do? I mean, if he closes his company and he's not making money off these hedge funds, how is he going to give Chelsea Clinton the life that she's become accustomed to? I mean, she's only making $600K a year, remember? Where are they going to live? How will they survive? You should be concerned about all children. Chelsea's somebody's child. You think they'll be as broke as your parents were when they left the White House? I mean, does that concern you? I mean, are these people crazy or what? Right. So hedge fund owners, operators, whatever, are bad people. Except when the Clintons own it. Except when a Clinton family member owns it. That is a great thing, right? Now, according to the Daily Caller, Chelsea Clinton's husband is shutting down a hedge fund he founded after losing over 90% of investors' money. That's everybody who invested with him. It wasn't one or two risky things. It was all of them. Now, Mark Mezvinsky promoted Eaglevale Hellenic Opportunity as a means to bet on and profit from. It's part of the Greek economic recovery. Now, look, I'm not into this stuff, but I wouldn't invest anything that had to do with the Greeks or the Spaniards or the Italians or the French. Right? They're in those countries are virtually in bankruptcy. If you understand how the EU works, how the European bank works, this is hilarious. I've explained this to you guys before, so I'll give you the short version. So Greek runs into trouble. They need to borrow money. So they ask the bank, the European bank, can I borrow some money? So the European bank says, yeah, sure. And they go to France, and Germany and say, all right, Greece needs $30 million, $30 billion. I'll need $10 billion from each of you. And they go, okay, fine. Now, they're only numbers on a piece of paper. I get that. Ultimately, nobody's moving gold or silver around. So then the Greeks get their money they need to bail them out for that month or 2 months or 3 months, whatever it is. And then Spain turns around and says, oh, well, we can't pay our bills either now. We need to borrow some money from the EU, the European Bank. And so they go to the other people, and they all say, yeah, go ahead and loan them the money. And you need $30 billion? Here you go. We'll give you $10. But there's no real money changing hands. And then when the dust settles, you got a gazillion dollars owed by each one of these countries to the bank, and nobody's got any money to pay back. They got to borrow from the bank to pay it back. I mean, if you've been paying attention to what's going on over there, they've actually borrowed money to pay back interest payments that are due at the end of the year. So they've borrowed more money from the bank they owe money to pay back the interest payments to that bank. Wow. Anyway, back to the Clintons. So anyway, he was promoting a company out of Greece that wasn't coming out. There was no way they were going to come out of trouble. Now, the fund was a spinoff of the Eaglevale Partners, a larger hedge fund founded by Mezvinsky and two colleagues from his days working at Goldman Sachs. What do you think of that, right? Now, I realize that we all take risks. You know, everybody takes a risk with their money. That's why they want the bigger return, and people do that. But here's the deal with this one. I guess you'll have to wait till you come back, huh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. We'll finish what could be Chelsea's demise right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. And you're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I want to hop right back into it, okay? No. I mean, I want to finish this up. Apparently, you know how Hillary and Bill, but Hillary mostly runs around screaming about the hedge fund operators, how much money they make, you know, the consultants and all that, and they're just getting too rich. We need to stop them from getting that rich. We need to do something. Oh, by the way, my son-in-law is a hedge fund operator. Right? Chelsea Clinton's husband is a hedge fund operator, Mark Mezvinsky. And the biggest hedge fund that he was pushing and trying to get people to buy into, or did get people to buy into, he raised over $25 million for that hedge fund. And he raised it for investments, told people what a great deal it was, while it was and when it had lost over 40% of its value. And he was still pushing it. Now, in the New York Times reports that finally people have figured it out and they're done. Right? And so now, he's closing it down. He's lost 90% of their money, not 40, so he got them in. When it lost 40, when it was on its way, he got them in. And now he's at 90, he's going, hey, this don't look so good. Doesn't look like we can come back. Right? And then he closes it down. Do you think there'll be an investigation? Do you think anything will happen? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you think anybody is going to take these guys and take the Clinton offspring to court? What do you think? I don't think so at all. Yeah, somebody sent me a link to something I already know about. Look, guys, whether you like Trump, whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump, okay, here's the problem. He's beating Hillary. Now, mainstream Republicans don't want you to know that. They've known for a while, but they don't want you to know that. He's beating Hillary. Okay? You deal with that any way you want to. He's beating Hillary. Okay? Now, Hillary Clinton, a while back, this should frost your buns. She was giving a speech and talking about some of the most dangerous people in this country. And you would think she'd be talking about, you know, terrorists, thieves, thugs, that kind of thing. But listen to what she says. This is a quick 2-minute piece. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. Hold on.
Hillary Clinton referred to a minority of people who terrorized the majority. But she wasn't talking about real terrorists. She was talking about American gun owners. That's right. According to Hillary Clinton, the one sector of people we need to watch out for is American gun owners.
Did you hear that? I wonder why would you be afraid? Look, I know plenty of people around me that have guns. I know plenty of people not around me that own guns. I'm not afraid of any of them. Not a one. Hey, some of them are a little more hot-headed than I like them to be, but I'm not afraid of any of them. I am afraid of others that see me as the enemy just because I'm outspoken. I don't even know if they own guns. I'm more afraid of those guys that I don't know whether they own guns or not than I am the ones that I know that do.
And she said this openly during a town hall meeting. But think about it for a moment. What if we actually did what Hillary suggests and actually disarmed American gun owners? Let's see. I guess terrorists, muggers, and murderers would lay down their weapons and we'd have world peace. Hey, can I have some more of that yummy Kool-Aid? And I suppose Hillary...
Yeah, I say this all the time. The Dems are really fighting me, and even Mr. Oblamo wants to do this too. He wants us to dismantle our nuclear arsenal or take us down to a very, very, very weak point. And then that way there our enemies will know, because they're not really bad people. They're just afraid of us. And if we do that, our enemies will know that we're actually pretty nice people. And we don't want to intimidate them. We don't want them to feel bad. We don't want them to be nervous that we have nukes too. Right?
God bless. Hillary's bodyguards of liberal politicians would melt down their guns and carry around nightsticks for their defense to set an example and practice what Hillary preaches. Huh. If you think you've heard shrill before, I can just imagine Hillary's reaction if those protecting her life ever told them they decided to stop opposing her public call to grab all our guns. At Gun Owners of America, we've kept a close eye on all of the high-profile political purveyors of gun control. And you know what we found? Brace yourselves. It's not just Hillary Clinton who has armed bodyguards. Barack Obama has had them for 8 years now, and bodyguards who carry guns. So the next time you hear some gun-grabbing politician ask you to surrender your guns, say, no thank you, I'm keeping mine, just as you are keeping yours. Please visit the website of Gun Owners of America at gunowners.org.
You know, they're hypocrites. I know, you're tired of hearing me say that, but they are. They're hypocrites. Because it seems like they must be the elite. That's what it is, right? They're elite, and their lives are worth protecting, right? I mean, that's basically what they're saying. Yeah, my people can have guns because they need to protect me, but you don't need protection. You're not as important as I am. And I've seen some of you write when you're writing that. Well, come on, Joe, you're the president of the United States. You know, are you telling me that we shouldn't protect the president of the United States with guns and all that? No, of course not. I mean, we should protect anybody who needs protecting, shouldn't we? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in a chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, like I said, I'd love to run through the stories that you guys have given me all week long. Here's one where, let me see, what's his name? Rit Verriel of Shelby, North Carolina. Rit's a pastor, an author, a blogger. He's a former Army Ranger with the 82nd Airborne Division. He's concerned about citizens and unashamed Christians. Now, he said that liberals are attacking Christians. Should really read what Thomas Jefferson said about religious freedom. Not what we think he said, but what he really said. We'll do that after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. Color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855 732-5563. All right. So let's just, I love this stuff, so let's just get on it. I was telling you about Rit. Very, very Al. V-A-R-R-I-A-L-E. Now, he's a blogger, former Army Ranger with the 82nd Airborne Division. And he's really concerned about the liberals attacking Christians. You know, God, the separation of church and state, all that funny stuff. Now, Thomas Jefferson's Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, drafted in 1777, it's one of the most important documents in United States history. And it's perfectly suited to address the recent controversy surrounding North Carolina's HB2 bill. Whatever that. Yeah, I love when you send me info, but anyway. So Jefferson's primary concern in the statute is the natural right of people to express their opinions without interference or retribution by civil or ecclesiastical authorities. So neither the church or the government should come against you for your point of view. Right? For this reason, he begins the statue with the statement. Now, remember that... These guys were all, you know, really they weren't interested in politics and religion. They weren't interested in government and religion, which is why he starts off most of his official statements with, Almighty God hath created the mind free. Thus he wrote, to suffer the civil magistrate to intrude his powers into the field of opinion and to restrain the profession or propagation of principles on supposition of their ill tendency is dangerous fallacy. So in other words, to shut people up of their opinions is a real problem. Yet for decades, we've observed an ever-increasing implementation of this fallacy by the courts under the guise of anti-discrimination laws. No doubt Jefferson acknowledged in the document that there are times when the authorities must step in, namely when principles break out into overt acts against peace and good order. Now, here's the funny thing about it. Who's creating all the violent acts? Look at all the protests. Be honest with yourself. You know, I can get up on stage and start talking about how I don't believe in same-sex marriage, and I don't believe in this, and I don't believe in that, and this is what the Bible says, and the Bible says that God only created male and female, and I can do all that stuff. And who riots? So the opposition comes in, which tends to be from the left, which tends to be progressives, will make all kinds of noise and get violence to shut me up. And who gets in trouble? Me. Because I'm spewing hate speech. Which is exactly what Jefferson said shouldn't be. What he was saying was, I should be allowed to say what I want to say. I should be allowed to speak my mind. And there should be civil discourse. And if you're violent, then the authorities have to step in. Well, I'm not being violent. They are. But Trump got all the blame. Right? Because of all the bad stuff happening at his rallies. When it was the other side. It's just it's amazing to me. What are some of the examples of peace and good order? Now, the civil rights movement, or CRM as it was referred to, it was appropriate for the government to act in a manner which facilitated the desegregation of our society. Notice the word facilitator. For the government to take full credit for movement, the abolitionist movements and the CRM, you know what? It wasn't them who did it. Now, they helped it. People did it. People pushed it. People made it happen. And the government stepped in to protect the people around him. Now, I keep going back to Martin Luther King. Look what he was able to do without firing a shot. Look what he was able to do without beating up a single person, without putting a band of thugs together, without burning down a CVS. Right? Now, just because the government interference was right at one point in our nation's history, doesn't make it right all the time. Okay? I mean, it's got to be timed right. It's got to be at the right pressure point or the right pressure moment. Returning to, what Jefferson was saying. He said, our civil rights have no dependence on our religious opinions, any more than our opinions in physics or geometry. Therefore, the prescribing any citizen as unworthy the public confidence by laying upon him an incapacity of being called to offices of trust and emolument. Hey, it's written in Old English. Give me a break. Unless he profess or renounce this or that religious opinion is depriving him injurious of those privileges and advantages to which, in common with his fellow citizens, he has a natural right. In other words, holding something back for somebody or calling him out because he has religious convictions is wrong, period. Now, however, the philosophy of the day, what makes everybody feel good, is to proscribe conservative religious citizens as unworthy. Right? So if you're an outspoken Christian, then you're unworthy to hold public office. And you know what? It happens to me all the time. I am an outspoken, I'm not an in-your-face guy. I don't run around telling people they're going to hell. Okay? But because of my views, they think I should resign from the school board. They think I should be recalled. They think I shouldn't even be on there. Somebody with my opinions or belief system shouldn't be in the education world. At least that's what they tell me. You don't just tell me that. They put up on Facebook and everywhere else. Now, for you other Christians who think that guys like me can make stuff happen, if you're not supporting me, if you're not running for these offices, then don't get surprised when we lose traction. Don't be surprised when a guy like me gets recalled or called out of office because I don't believe in evolution, yet I'm working for, but I've been elected to an elementary, a school board. Don't be surprised when all that happens. So it's not enough to elect. Here we go. It's not enough to elect somebody who thinks like you or close to you. It's not enough to elect someone in your, as I jokingly say, in your saved tribe. If you're a Christian and, or you're, you know, and you want a godly person and you elect a godly person, you vote for, you hold up a godly person, it doesn't end the day they get elected. They need your support all year, all the time. And I've told this story before about when I first got on the school board. And it was a book that had a descriptive rape scene in it. And some of us were compelled to ask questions about why it's mandatory reading. I have one daughter that there was no way I would let her read a book. I have another daughter that could have read the book and dealt with it. What literary value does a descriptive rape scene have? Can you explain this to me? Because as I love to say, there isn't enough crack, there isn't enough marijuana or alcohol that I could drink or take or deal with that would make this okay. You hear what I'm saying? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. So the push. Now, we had a lot of parents come to me afterward and the other fellow that stood up with me. But we had a lot of parents come to us afterward and said, thank you for sticking up for our kids. And I looked at them and said, we need more of you. Instead of having a dozen people in the audience that were cheering for, you know, by banning the book, which is not what we want to do, we asked for permission slips to be sent home so parents could decide, so the education of their child could be put in their hand. And we were told that that was wrong. Right? Don't you think? We were told it was wrong. And we weren't asking for it to be banned. We were simply asking for parents to have a say in what their kids were being taught. How I went down this road, I don't know. but I had others get on my case because the reason I didn't want that book was because of my religious belief system. No, the reason I just didn't want that book and want the parents to have the ability to say something was because I didn't want to damage the majority of the kids. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Back, and you are listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Okay, 732. 855-REAL-JOE, 732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, back to... Liberals should really, 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 really pay attention. You know, I've told this story about Jefferson a million times. If Jefferson wanted a separation of church and state, he was extremely confused. Because in the short form here, okay, Jefferson had the military band play hymns on Sundays in the Federal Building where they held church services. Did you catch all of that? In the Federal Building where they held church services, the military band played hymns. So if he really wanted a separation of church and state, he did not. He was not a smart man. He didn't know how to do it. Right? So he goes, you know, he goes on to say, I'm not going to read this whole thing, it's pretty long. But he goes on to say, or Jefferson does, that all attempts to influence the influence it, the free mind, by temporal punishments or burdens, or by civil civil incapacitations tend only to beget bad habits and hypocrisy and meanness, and therefore are a departure from the plan of the holy author of our religion, who being Lord, both of the body and mind, it chose not to propagate it by coercions on either. In other words, God doesn't, you know, he gives us the choice, the ability to choose him or not choose him. So anyway, you know, again, what he's saying here, basically, what Jefferson is saying, it's dangerous and wrong for the government or any group like that not to allow you to speak your mind. Right? Really, really simple. Again, doesn't require a college degree to figure this one out. Now, here's the one I've been trying to get to for a couple of days now. It doesn't change anything, obviously, because this is an ongoing long story and it's happening all the time. Now, the Stormans family is down to their final appeal. The Stormans troubles began when, in a move orchestrated by Planned Parenthood, the Washington State Pharmacy Commission demanded that pharmacists dispense abortion-inducing drugs in violation of their religious convictions. Every other state allows pharmacists with life-affirming religious convictions to refer people to other pharmacies. All states, including Washington, allow referral of all kinds of non-religious businesses and convenience reasons. Now, after a full trial, a court would ultimately rule that Washington's new rules intentionally target religiously motivated pharmacists. Now, the Stormans, who own two independent grocery stores, including one that has a pharmacy, were specifically targeted by activists in the state capitol. When test shoppers spread the word that the pharmacy was not stocking the drugs and instead referring patients to other pharmacies, pro-abortion activists responded. They called for boycotts on the Stormans grocery stores and flooded the parking lots with picketers, including the Stormans' own legislators. They blocked main entrances to the stores. They disrupted traffic with their yelling and chanting. Local papers began running articles denouncing the Stormans. See, I would have rented a bus and offered, you know, $25 off your whole grocery bill, and we will drive you to the grocery store. That's what I would have done. And then if they wouldn't get out of the way, the bus would just run them over. Yeah, you know, terrible. To make matters worse, they learned that the state's governor publicly boycotted the store and threatened to replace members of the pharmacy commission if they did not pass the rule prepared by the Planned Parenthood and other activists. These activists also test shopped the Stormans store and then filed complaints against the pharmacy with the commissioner. Now, the Stormans had to fight back or risk losing everything. It's been a wonderful, wonderful thing to have ADF come alongside and support us, Ken Storman said. It's created an aura of hopefulness. And the battle has been long and difficult. It's not over yet, though. Now, Ken Stormer believes that God has put them in this position or allowed them to be in this position so that he's willing to fight it. He has the ability, and he's willing to fight it. And that's what we need. We need more people like him that are willing to fight it through. Now, the question I have for you, would you stand with them? Would you openly stand with them? Now, there's a generous Christian family that has given $1.5 million as a matching grant to help them fight this legal situation. And it's a good thing. Now, you'll find this on the Alliance Defending the Life. the Alliance Defending Freedom site. Now, they're going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. That is not cheap. It's a very expensive endeavor. But you need to be on. We need to support these kind of people. We need to support these people that are fighting for freedom, fighting for religious freedom. We'll stay there. We'll see it through and not back down. So, defend them, support them. Now, somebody sent me this earlier this week. I just haven't gotten around to it. And I thought it was kind of funny. I know why they sent it to me. They know I have a sense of humor. I'm not like with some of those libs that go crazy when somebody sends you this kind of stuff. Apparently, there's a professor who gives a mind-boggling explanation as to why Mucinex ads. Now, you've seen those Mucinex ads with the little green guy. He runs around making whoever he's making sick, making them crazy. Right? Just miserable, crazy, sick. Well, now, this is a perfect story for me. You'll see why in a second. It turns out that the loogie dressed in a wife beater, their term, not mine, in the Mucinex commercials is really just a giant green microaggression. That's right. Now, the Media Research Center reports that a teacher at George Mason University is taking great umbrage at the bacterial blob used in the commercial touting the anti-mucus product because he believes it's anti-Italian. It's a commercial. Get over it. I'm Italian. I'm not offended by it. People in my family are not offended by it. Some Irishman's offended by it, and I've got to worry about what he thinks? I don't think so. Now, the explanation for why Michael Lechter, who teaches neighborhoods, community, and identity, and a contemporary society in multiple perspectives, see, even the words tell me he's just too smart for the rest of us. He believes the cartoon runs afoul of political correctness. It's long, but here's the general idea. When you read his article, it is way too long. Lechter writes, Susan Sontage argues that the Western culture frames illness with war metaphors, which is fine, right? Because you're fighting off a virus. You're fighting off a cold. You're fighting off a flu. This framing views the body as a fortress and the illness as an outsider invading army. Within its metaphor, the sick do not just become sick, but those who have succumbed to the enemy combatants due to their own fault. They are weak or flawed because they've allowed themselves to be invaded. And the problem with that is what? Look, I get sick. At times I get flu symptoms and that kind of... If you're not doing the right thing for your body, if you're not putting your body in an environment and giving it the food and the nutrients it needs to heal itself, to take care of itself, then whose fault is it? Oh, it's God's fault. I'm sorry. I got confused. He made the body too weak. It's God's fault, right? Come on. Seriously, people? It is a war zone. This guy doesn't want to take a fault on anything. Again, I say to you, obviously, very obviously not Italian. And Lechter calls it xenophobic. Viewing illness as an invasion leads people into xenophobic thinking as they imagine people different than them as dirty and carriers of diseases. Yes, because the first thing I think of is the guy's got a wife beater shirt on. I mean, how racist is that? He's got a wife beater shirt on, so he must be Italian? Wow, that's really bad. I don't want to read this anymore. The guy's an idiot. I had forgot about that. The guy's an idiot. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on. Listen, don't do anything stupid over the weekend, okay? I want you back here on Monday. I got a lot more I want to talk to you about. If you want to send me a story, you want to give me something to talk about on next week, just send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Hey. Just have a great and safe weekend. God bless. We'll catch you next week.